Ramayan, Act 3, Chapter 3. Ram confronts the ocean. Scene 4. The bridge to Lanka is built. Nala was enlivened by the task that faced him. He informed Ram that he had been granted a boon by Vishvakarma, the engineer of the gods, who decreed that Nala's ability would equal his own. Nala was confident that he could build the bridge, and he ordered the monkeys to fetch the necessary materials. The monkeys leaped about joyfully, applying themselves to the work with great energy. Soon there were thousands of trees and massive heaps of rocks, and they were piled on the beach. Nala then had them thrown into the sea, and that sent up huge splashes of water. Using lengths of creepers to measure and make straight the lines, Nala gradually constructed his bridge over the sea. The ocean allowed even great rocks to float on its waters. Binding together tree trunks, rocks, and reeds, the monkeys built the bridge towards Lanka. On the first day, they covered over 100 miles. And becoming even more enthusiastic, on the second day they built 150 miles, and on the third day nearly 200. In this way, the bridge was completed in only 5 days, and it reached right across the ocean to the shores of Lanka. On the southern side of Lanka stood Vibhishan and his ministers, maces in hand, ready to repulse any Rakshasa who tried to attack the bridge. The gods and Gandharvas, along with celestial rishis, all stood in amazement as they gazed upon the bridge. The bridge was 80 miles wide and 800 miles long. The monkeys and bears swarmed onto it, shouting and roaring in joy. Like a great flood, they swept toward Lanka. In their forefront were Ram and Lakshman, mounted upon the backs of Hanuman and Angada. Soon they reached Lanka and ordered the army to encamp on the shore. Then Ram sat with Lakshman and Sugriva. Ram told the Monkey King to have his troops ready for battle at any time. Ram spoke of evil portents he had witnessed. Winds full of dust are blowing. The earth is quaking, and trees are falling. Dark clouds are thundering and giving forth drops of blood. On all sides, there are ferocious beasts uttering fierce screams as they look towards the sun. Ram described many omens and then said that these foretold the destruction of both armies. Ram spoke gravely. Eminent heroes among the Vanaras, bears, and Rakshasas will soon be killed. Sugriva then had the army arrayed in battle formation. They spread out and surrounded the city of the Rakshasas from the eastern to the western side. As they approached Lanka, they heard a deafening clamor of war drums from within. But the monkeys rejoiced at hearing that hair-raising sound, and they roared loudly, drowning out the drums. Hearing the terrifying roars, the demons clasped their weapons more tightly. Ram looked upon Lanka and felt a pang of separation from Sita. Here she was at last. But the vile Ravana also lay within the city, tormenting his anguished princess. Ram was anxious to face the demon. He then spoke to Lakshman. Here is the splendid city of Lanka, built long ago by Vishvakarma. It looks like the city. The city looks like it is the sky filled with white clouds. Ram had the army deployed in a human-shaped formation, with its arms reaching around the city. The most powerful monkeys were stationed at various key points. Ram himself, along with his brother, stood at the head of the formation. The monkeys took up gigantic trees and rocks, saying to one another, "Let us dash this city to pieces." Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.